This is Marketplace from APM. I'm David Gura.
As we were talking about earlier, the U.S. men's national team has moved on to the knockout round in the 2014 World Cup. Yesterday, the team played Germany, and I'm sure plenty of you watched the game, even if you were at work. One way to do that is with something called Watch ESPN. Cable customers can stream the sports channel over the internet. ESPN said it had a record 1.7 million streams going during the game concurrently, and that was not without issues. Dan Bobkoff reports on what all this means for the future of TV online.
The first time I tried to watch ESPN online today, I had to tell it what cable company I subscribed to. Then I had to remember my username and password. And like a number of viewers yesterday, I initially got an error message. The whole thing is not exactly seamless.
It's a huge issue.
Daniel Frankel edits Fierce Cable, an online trade publication. This logging into Watch is part of something the industry calls TV Everywhere. It's used by HBO Go, CNN, and others. It's designed to give consumers what we want, the ability to watch live TV on computers, tablets, and smartphones, but also keeps us paying the cable company.
The problem is it's just not fully baked yet. It's such a hugely complex initiative involving so many rights deals and so many technology deals that, you know, it's bound to not work seamlessly for the consumer.
It's a far cry from services like Netflix, Hulu, even the now illegal Aereo that all let you log in once and keep using the service. Michael Greeson is president of the Diffusion Group, which consults for the industry. And he says this is partly why TV Everywhere has been slow to catch on. After 5 years, most cable subscribers don't know it exists. And he says the industry has been so afraid of people stealing its content that it's made it too hard to use.
The key to TV Everywhere's future is removing authentication altogether.
Sort of like how buying music on iTunes used to come with far more restrictions. As for ESPN, it says it's working with cable companies to simplify things. Its own president has called today's TV Everywhere clunky. In New York, I'm Dan Bobkoff from Marketplace.